So in our psalm response, which we'll be using during the Psalms and Songs series, we sang, sing a new song, sing a new song. And they're words that are echoed in that psalm, and not just that psalm, there's a whole series of them that we're going to get to spend some time with that talk about that call to sing in response to creation and to God. Which is a nice way to follow up on our creation conversation over the past few weeks and the importance of starting with beauty and with thanksgiving. Sing a new song. It's interesting that that idea of music and song is so embedded in the language of our faith. And there's probably many reasons for it. One of the beautiful things in the psalm that we were reading was that this isn't just something that we're told to do as human beings, but something that all of creation, all of the world is called to do. So that it's not just us singing, but it's also the bird that you see on the bulletin cover, and the wind and the trees and the rivers as they move. That all of this world is singing a song of joy, just like our choir sang. Joyfully singing. Why is singing such a powerful call for us? Rather than just being about the head, just being about the words, although it can be about that too, and is, and many of us appreciate that part of it, but rather than just being about the words, it's about something emotional, something that speaks to that part of us right here, that reaches out to others. And when we sing, we are connected with others, whether we're singing a solo and someone's listening, or whether we're singing in a group, in a congregation, and sharing that music together, or whether we're at a concert or a performance, where our part as those listening is just as important for it to happen as the role of those creating the music. Music is something that's shared, that is spoken aloud. And even if we're only singing in the shower, it's still something out loud that's expressed rather than something that's only ours. So sing a new song. In music, we have space for all of the emotions, the joy that we're hearing about today, and also the worry and the hope and the sorrow that are all a part of life as well. During creation time, we talked about the image of a journey and that idea that in many different ways, our life is like a journey where we're traveling and we don't know exactly where we're going to end up or how we're going to get there. And we would travel anyway. And if we think of life as like a journey, then these psalms and these directions about how to behave suggest a kind of image of a community traveling along a road, singing together. Songs for the road. And that's a common idea, a group of travelers creating music together. You get it anywhere from the wheels on the bus, when you're going to school, to military songs and marches, or motivational songs at camp as you try to get between cabin and cabin, or the perfect road mix when you're in the car, or even just turning on the radio. We connect songs with the road. So in our other reading this morning, we heard the long and winding road. And this song was written by Paul McCartney in 1968, at that point when the things were starting to go sideways or not so well with the Beatles. You know, the end was in sight, but it wasn't there yet, not until after Let It Be, the album this was on in 1970 was released, that the Beatles officially broke apart. And Paul McCartney wrote this in Scotland. And the road is attributed to one of the roads running through Scotland that leads to where he lived. But it's also a lot more than that. And when I was doing a little reading on this song this week, I was looking at conversations that were asking, what is this song about? And the obvious meaning is the song is about Paul McCartney seeing the end of the Beatles and seeing that journey, that long and winding road that would lead to the end. And there's sorrow and hope in that. But the meanings didn't stop there. So other people suggested that clearly what this song was about was romantic love. Either hope for a relationship or a relationship not working out. Either way, that road leading to another person again and again. And then other people suggested, well, actually, this song is about life. The journey of life that I just mentioned. Life is like a road that you travel that leads to that final place, which is death. That door that we see again and again, maybe in our own experiences, realizing that we won't live forever. And yet we continue on the journey. And then other people said, well, really, this is a song about God, because, of course, when you're on the internet, someone will suggest that it's a song about God and about the call of our soul, our spirit, towards the divine as we live in this world and keep approaching that door. So there's two main images, the road and the door that the road leads to. And like all good images, whether they're in scripture or whether they're in places that aren't scripture, whether poetry or music or art, it means more than one thing. But you might know that image of Jesus standing at a door, holding a lantern and knocking, waiting for that door to open. Ah, yes. Everyone turn around. That image. I was thinking of a different version of it, but thank you, Ross. You can see the door, sort of. That image. Jesus standing at the door and knocking. I was thinking, in the one I'm thinking of, he's turned the other direction. The door's on the other side. Maybe it's us standing behind the door. And that road is leading to us again and again. But in the music we hear in the world, we're hearing themes that speak to our deepest selves, themes that express our faith. And it reminds us of how arbitrary this line between church and everything else is. How arbitrary the line between our faith and the rest of the world is, because all of it is connected. And if we just pay attention, we see the meaning everywhere. Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Many times I've been alone, many times I've cried. And that's such a common human experience. That sense of loneliness and sorrow that all of us have experienced one way or another, or one way and another. Those are words that appear in our scriptures and our stories, a sense of loneliness and sorrow. Those are words that our faith speaks to again and again as we are reminded that we are not alone. That even as we have that feeling of being alone and having nothing else and no one else, we are not. That the Spirit of God, that expression of divine love, is present in our midst, sometimes silent, sometimes faintly audible like the fan, sometimes rushing through making sure we're paying attention, but always there, expressed in the love that others express towards us, or in the beauty of the world, the chirping of a bird in the morning, the unexpected kindness of a stranger, and other ways that are all too present if we just pay attention. So again and again, we are brought back from that place of feeling alone and feeling sad to that door, that image of home, that possibility of welcome, if we knock or if we answer it, if we leave room for it to be open. The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. That's a promise of faith. A promise that we're offered again and again, no matter how long we're spending on the road or how often we turn up at the door. So with this song, with the songs we sing together, with the songs we hear and appreciate, we can listen. We can join in. And sometimes we remember that we are the singers. And sometimes we remember that we aren't the primary singer, that the first singer is God, the voice of love, the divine presence that is in our midst. And all we have to do is join our voices to that song on the journey. Thanks be to God.